Street Food Frenzy. Handpicked Italian street food favorites you don't want to miss. When visiting Italy, one of the best ways to experience the country's rich culture is by indulging in some delicious street food. The aromas of freshly baked bread, sizzling cheese, and savory meat fill the air, inviting you to indulge in some of the country's tastiest treats. There is nothing quite like the flavors and aromas of Italy, and certainly nothing like the taste of Italian street food with its fresh ingredients. However, it's disappointing that I can't enjoy these yummy treats daily right from my hometown in Michigan. There's something quite special about Italian street foods. Perhaps it's the simplicity of ingredients or the way street food is prepared that creates such complex flavors. Or maybe it's the experience of enjoying delicious food from street vendors while walking through the bustling streets of Italy. Whatever it is, Italian street food is delicious, and you shouldn't need to take a trip to northern Italy or attend a street food festival to get it. If you're looking for a delicious and unique way to satisfy your cravings for Italian food without needing pricey nights out or local festivals, look no further. Italian street foods are a staple of the country's culinary scene, with endless options for mouth-watering treats. However, if you're yearning for a taste of Italy but can't make the trip just yet, fret not. I've got you covered. I'm excited to share some amazing Italian street food recipes with you today. No fine dining necessary. Focaccia bread. Focaccia is a flatbread commonly sold at Italian bakeries and street vendors. It's flavored with olive oil, salt, and various herbs and can be enjoyed on its own or as a sandwich. First, you'll mix flour, yeast, extra virgin olive oil, and water to make a dough for your homemade focaccia. Then, add your choice of toppings, such as rosemary, olives, and cherry tomatoes. Bake until golden brown, and eat till you're full. The best part about this delicious Italian street food is that you can add literally anything your heart desires to it, either during the baking process or as a topping afterward, and you're sure to have a super tasty treat on your hands. Italian sausage and roasted red peppers with garlic dough. Yes, please. Whether you want your focaccia smothered in several different ingredients, or you prefer a simple version of life and choose to eat it with just butter, it can be eaten hot or served at room temperature, so it's perfect for snacking on the go or a quick lunch or dinner starter. Basic focaccia recipe. Ingredients. For cups all-purpose flour. 2 cups warm filtered or tap water. 2 1/4 teaspoons of instant yeast. 2 teaspoons kosher salt. 4 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil. Softened butter, for greasing the pan. 1 to 2 teaspoons herbs, optional. Instructions. 1. Mix 4 cups of all-purpose white flour, 2 teaspoons of kosher salt, and 2 1/4 teaspoons of instant yeast, you know, that one packet you have lying around in your kitchen. Add 2 cups of warm tap water and give it a good stir. Be thorough so you don't leave any bubbles of flour. 2. Cover the bowl with plastic wrap and let it chill in the fridge for at least 8 hours, up to 24 hours.
Yeah,
I know it takes a while, but believe me, it's worth it. 3. Lightly coat 2 9-inch cake pans with softened butter, then line them with parchment paper. 4. Drizzle about a tablespoon of oil into the center of each pan and divide the dough into 2 halves. Place 1 half of your creation in each pan and turn the dough to coat it with oil. Tuck the edges of the dough underneath to form a rough ball. It looks like you're getting the hang of this already. 5. Cover the pans with plastic wrap and let the dough rest for 2 hours, maybe a little longer, depending on how toasty you keep your kitchen. Trust me, your patience will be rewarded. 6. When it's time to get your bake on, preheat your oven to 450°F. You'll know you're ready when the little dumplings you left cover most of the pan. 7. Drizzle another tablespoon of oil over each dough round and use your oily fingers to press deep dimples all the way through the dough. I know it sounds violent, but we're making focaccia bread here, not a delicate pastry. If needed, carefully stretch the dough as you dimple to get it to reach every corner of the pan. 8. Sprinkle Italian seasoning or chopped fresh herbs if you're feeling fancy, and flaky sea salt on top of the dough.
Mmm!
Can you smell it already? 9. Now put those bread babies into the oven and immediately lower the temperature to 425°F. 10. Bake for 22 to 28 minutes, until the top is golden brown and the underside is crispy. 11. Remove from the oven and place the bread on a cooling rack, using a metal spatula to ensure the bottom doesn't stick. 12. Let it cool for a few minutes, then serve warm with your favorite cheese or condiment on top. You can also allow it to cool completely and store it in an airtight container for up to 3 days or freeze it for a few months. That's it. Now you know how to make delicious Italian focaccia bread right at home. You can also add some extra oil to the top of the focaccia right before baking for an extra oomph of deliciousness. Your family will love experimenting with herbs and toppings. The possibilities are endless. Enjoy. Arancini. Arancini is a popular Italian street food delicacy that features crispy balls of rice, filled with many variations of savory ingredients, breaded and fried in oil. It's basically a ball of rice filled with minced meat, typically ground beef, veggies, peas, if we're going traditional, and mozzarella cheese. The outer breading is crispy, while the center is soft and chewy. You can please any meat lover or vegetarian with some variation and experimentation with your stuffing options. Traditionally made with risotto, a kind of creamy Italian rice covered in cheese sauce, think mac and amp. Cheese with rice instead of noodles. You can make this Italian street food easily at home using up any leftover rice in the fridge to start this incredibly versatile dish that can be enjoyed as a snack or as a meal. These delicious fried rice balls with cheese filling are one of Sicily's most popular Italian street foods, and with good reason. Are you ready to take your rice game to the next level? Let's mix things up with some tasty arancini. Don't worry. It's easier than it sounds. First, let's start with the basic risotto recipe. Basic risotto recipe. Ingredients. 32 ounces of chicken stock, unsalted, pre-warmed. If you prefer vegetable broth or stock, go for it. 1 tablespoon butter, unsalted. 1 cup arborio rice. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. 1/4 cup of freshly grated cheese, I use Parmigiano Reggiano or Pecorino Romano. 1. First things first, we need to bring that chicken stock to a simmer. You can use veggie broth if that's more your jam, and get that butter and oil melting in your skillet. 2. Now, here's where the magic happens. Add the arborio rice and watch it coat all the grains like a cozy little sweater. 3. Next up, add a ladle of broth, that's 3/4 to 1 cup, for those who measure things like normal people, and give it a good stir. 4. Don't touch. Leave it alone for a few minutes until the broth absorbs into the rice. It's like when you sip a perfect drink and hold it in your mouth for a moment, savoring all the flavors. When it's ready, 2 to 3 minutes. You should be able to run a spoon through it and draw a line without your channel filling with stock. 5. Now, we repeat the process. Add another ladle of broth, stir it up, and cook undisturbed until the rice absorbs it, 2 to 3 minutes each time. Keep doing this until there's only about 1 ladle of broth left, which should take around 16 to 18 minutes in total. You want the rice to be perfectly cooked, like a creamy soup with a little bite in the middle. 6. Once your risotto is on point, turn off the heat and add some salt, the remaining broth, and freshly grated cheese. 7. Give it a nice gentle stir for a couple of minutes, like you're comforting a friend who just went through a breakup. 8. Serve it hot in some warmed bowls, with an extra sprinkle of cheese if you're feeling cheesy, terrible pun intended. Boom! You just made a delicious risotto in around 20 minutes. Now let's turn our magical dish into something even more special. Basic arancini recipe. Ingredients. Vegetable oil, for frying. 2 large beaten eggs. 2 cups of the risotto we just perfected. 1 cup breadcrumbs, divided in half. You can use regular breadcrumbs, or even gluten-free or panko. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 14 cubes of your favorite melting cheese. Traditionally, mozzarella is the only way to go, but no one is judging you. It's your kitchen. 1. First, grab a bowl and toss in the leftover risotto from last night, or make some fresh if you're feeling fancy. Throw a couple of eggs into the mix, beaten, and add in 1/2 cup of breadcrumbs. Mix it all up and let those flavors start to mingle. 2. Now, throw the rest of your breadcrumbs in a separate bowl with some salt. Give it a good mix and set it aside. 3. Time to get our hands a little dirty, my favorite part. Grab a couple of tablespoons of the risotto mixture and form it into a ball in the palm of your hand. Then, make a little hole in the middle and stuff in a cheese square. Cover that baby entirely and roll your stuffed rice ball until it's nice and round. 4. While stuffing varies, depending on taste, add peas to the center of your arancini if you're trying to stay as close to an original recipe as possible. My family is unanimously against peas, so you'll find me throwing mushrooms, red peppers, and even prosciutto into the mix. Sometimes we even make Philly cheesesteak, chili mac, or pepperoni and spinach balls. Use your imagination. 5. Grab your bowl of seasoned breadcrumbs and give each ball a good coating. 6. Now, onto the most satisfying part, frying. Heat vegetable oil in a pan and drop in those little balls of heaven once it's 350 degrees Fahrenheit. If you sprinkle the breadcrumbs into the oil and they crackle, then your oil is heated to perfection. Be careful not to overcrowd the pan. We don't want any arancini casualties. 7. Fry for 3 to 5 minutes until they're beautifully golden brown. 8. Use a slotted spoon to remove them from the oil and let those bad boys cool down a bit on a paper towel. And voila, your cheesy arancini dreams have come true. Serve them hot with your favorite marinara, and watch as everyone's eyes light up with delight. Supply. These tempting rice balls are similar to arancini, but with one key difference. They are traditionally filled with mozzarella and tomato sauce. Commonly found on the streets of Rome, supply is a delicious and filling Italian street food that will satisfy any appetite. To make this fan favorite at home, you can follow the same recipe as our arancini and fill them with tomato sauce and mozzarella. Cazzilli. Potato croquettes, or cazzilli, are another deep-fried Italian street food favorite. These are balls of mashed potatoes and cheese coated with egg and breadcrumbs. Fry them in hot oil, and you'll bite into a delicious blend of crispy coating and creamy potato. These crispy balls of mashed potatoes and cheese are the ultimate comfort food that'll make your taste buds test the limits of pleasure. Basic cazzilli recipe. Ingredients. 2 pounds of potatoes. 2 egg yolks. Garlic cloves to your liking, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, you could just feed my family the garlic, and we'd all rate it a 5-star meal. I use at least 3, sometimes more. Parsley. Grated Parmesan cheese. Salt and pepper, to taste. Flour or breadcrumbs, to taste. Peanut oil, for frying. Instructions. 1. Start by giving those spuds a good scrub to remove dirt. 2. Throw them in a pot, cover them with water, and bring them to a boil, simple, right? Try to use similar-sized potatoes so that they cook evenly. Boil for about 40 minutes. Use a pressure cooker if you want to cook them in half that time. Poke with a fork to check if the potatoes are cooked thoroughly. 3. Once the potatoes are good and boiled, run them through a potato masher. 4. Add garlic, the more, the merrier, parsley, and Parmesan cheese. Mix until you have a thick paste that holds its shape. 5. Mold the potato mixture into small oblong croquette shapes, and pop them in the fridge to chill for about 2 hours, even better if they can hang out all night. 6. Once you're ready to fry, proceed to bread the croquettes. Beat the 2 eggs in a bowl with salt and pepper, and place the flour or breadcrumbs in another. 7. Dip your little croquettes in the egg mixture first, then move them over to the flour and breadcrumb bowl. Make sure they're fully coated to ensure maximum crispiness. 8. Heat peanut oil in a pan until it reaches a toasty 350 degrees Fahrenheit. If you're feeling fancy or not good at estimating when frying oil is ready, use a kitchen thermometer. 9. Drop in a few croquettes at a time to fry them up, but don't overcrowd the pan. Cook them with a skimmer, turning them over until they're evenly golden on all sides. 10. Once you're done frying, let those babies rest on a paper-lined plate to drain any excess oil. 11. And finally, The best part, devour those heavenly gazillas while they're still hot and crispy. Trust me, they won't be around for long. Tip: if they hold together well during frying, you've nailed it. If not, add a little more flour, and you'll be good to go. These little pillows of joy will surely be a hit anywhere they're served. Enjoy!